Well, this week at the annual meeting of the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland, the IBI, Minister Pat Rabbitt faced some strong criticism over RTE's funding and the case for the IBI members to get a slice of the new broadcasting charge, which, as you heard him say here a few weeks back, comes into place next year. The Minister said he had been expecting to get the BAI's review of RTE funding this week, but it later transpired that the review and the BAI recommendations on that review won't get to the Minister's desk for a few weeks yet. Bob Collins, Chairman of BAI, joins me now. Bob, the Minister calls it a value for money review of RTE, but what exactly is it and why is the BAI doing it?
The Broadcasting Act requires the BAI on an annual basis to review the two public broadcasters, RTE and TG Cathair, their performance relative to the statement of commitments that they make at the beginning of each year, and also to look at the issue of the adequacy of their public funding. It also requires an initial and then at 5 yearly intervals, a fairly major and fundamental review of the adequacy of public funding. That's the exercise that we're involved in at the moment. Of course, it takes account of value for money. It takes account of the way in which resources are used, the efficiency with which they're used, and crucially, the extent to which the schedules that are offered meet what one would deem to be the obligations of a public broadcaster at this time of the 21st century. The broadcasters are editorially independent, and nothing that the BAI will do in this review is intended to or will infringe or challenge that independence. But there has to be a serious process, and this is what we're engaged in, is looking at the extent to which what is being offered and what it is intended to offer meet the legitimate expectations of the audience in current and in emerging environments. It is not an easy task. A review has been taking place with the active involvement of the two broadcasters. They have submitted their 5-year plans. They have been the subject of independent, detailed, vigilant analysis. The authority met and had this second extensive review of that material and will, over the course of the next number of weeks, complete its report. The report that the authority will submit to the minister is not simply a copy of the document that has been provided to us by the consultants we engaged to assist us in the process. And I think there may be some misunderstanding by a range of people that the BAI was in this respect something of a post office where item A was delivered on morning Monday and it was dispatched on morning Tuesday. We have a significant degree of work to do in the next number of weeks to fashion recommendations for the Minister in relation to this issue of public funding, and that we will do.
Bob, this report seems to be making quite a lot of people anxious. We've seen several interested parties getting their retaliation in first, if you like. Last week, it was Noel Curran in the Irish Times. This week, Dave McRedmond in the same paper arguing that RTE takes out too much commercial revenue from the market. There's a lot hanging on this report.
I think if there's an anxiety, it doesn't derive from the fact that the BAI is conducting this report. I think it derives from the world in which we live. A review of the funding of public broadcasters cannot take place in isolation from what's happening in the entire world of broadcasting. And that's a fundamental principle as far as the BAI is concerned. It's inevitable that people will want to state clearly what their strategic priorities are and what their points of view are and set out, perhaps in unexpected ways sometimes, how they might view the future. The future can only work if it is, at least in some respects, performing in unexpected ways. And part of the leadership challenge in any environment is to bring people to unfamiliar destinations. And that perhaps is in part some of the task that we have in the BAI in this process.
So can you give us an idea when it will be issued to the Minister?
I would hope that the Minister will have it within about 3 weeks.
Bob, just to go back to that IBI conference this week, one of the things that the IBI president, John Purcell, called for was a broadcasting forum. Now, he made the point that there has been a lot of megaphone diplomacy, as he put it, going on across the sector lately, with people setting out their stalls but not actually engaging directly with one another. Now, clearly there is a need for somewhere that the sector can engage constructively. Isn't that a role for the BAI to facilitate and promote debate?
Well, I think it's inevitable that in times like this, people will see an interest to be asserted, if not defended, and that's entirely understandable. From the beginning of the BAI's existence, we've identified the need to have some mechanism whereby we can encourage and promote conversation and discussion. Not all of it above the parapet, not all of it of a public kind. But we are, and have been for the last number of months, looking clearly at ways in which we can encourage conversations, both public and private, engaging with people who are within the broadcasting sector, but also with the public who are the primary interest of the broadcasting sector. And we will do a number of things in the current year and a range of things next year to facilitate, encourage, promote that kind of conversation, that kind of discussion, it is really important that there be such. Not just in the context of the review of the public funding of broadcasting that's taking place at the moment, but in the context of the kind of changes that are taking place, there is a need to begin to re-articulate the priorities for broadcasting, the principal purpose of broadcasting in a dramatically changing environment. And we undoubtedly have a role, and we see ourselves as having a role, even if it's not one that the statute identifies. Among the various interests that exist at the moment and who are genuinely competitive and competing interests, there is a shared interest which probably transcends a great deal of the difficulty. And there is more that binds and unites people who are engaged in broadcasting in this state than divides them. Because the biggest challenge for broadcasting in Ireland is not their domestic competitors. The biggest challenge for broadcasting in Ireland is on the television side. The growing tsunami of channels that are available here and that take away advertising from here without making any contribution to the domestic broadcasting community. And on the other hand, the changes in the online world with all of the implications that that has in terms not just of revenue streams, but of audiences' attention. Those two issues, when taken together, represent the single most significant challenge. And it's not just challenges for the individual broadcasters, it seems to me. It's a challenge for the kind of discourse that will take place in this community, in this state. And that has huge implications for public policy. It is difficult to frame public policy. It is difficult to develop legislative proposals in circumstances where you can't be certain that a significant body of the public is engaging with you and hearing your proposals through the channels that are available in this state.
So, Bob, given everything you've been saying there about the enormous pressures on the sector, what is the future for broadcasting?
I don't think that the people's interest in what is available to them through broadcasting is going to diminish to the extent that broadcasting will fade away. I think there is an urgent need to look at the overall media environment to identify the extent to which we can sustain what we have. I think there probably is a need for some fairly radical rethinking of structures or patterns. And I think that the worst starting point for a conversation about reimagining media in Ireland is that everything remains precisely as it is at the moment. One of the minor miracles, perhaps not so minor a miracle, is that after 5-6 years of really difficult recession and really difficult time in terms particularly of those broadcasters who depend in large measure or exclusively on advertising revenue, is the extent that there have not been significant casualties. Yes, people's budgets have been significantly affected. Yes, schedules have been under pressure. Yes, people are being paid less and fewer of them are being paid at all. But the range of broadcasters is not less than it was. That, to me, is a remarkable achievement. And I think that public broadcasters, commercial broadcasters, all of them have made really serious attempts, and I think in most respects fairly successful attempts, to sustain schedules and to try to ensure that the audience has the range of content with which it was familiar, but also which it needs. There isn't going to be an easy solution, way that King Canute can stop the tide, not this particular one anyway. There is no way in which you can persuade a generation of younger people to ignore the technologies that are of their time. But the challenge that that brings with us is to find ways in which that generation of young and not so young people who are completely attuned with what the new technologies have to offer are served and are addressed in language in which they want to speak and in which they want to be heard. There are some really significant challenges for broadcasting and for the media as a whole. And I think that there is a really big issue, not just for individual broadcasters, not just for a regulator like the BAI, but for Ireland as a state and as a community.